You're listening to the Sans Pants Network.
Home of comedy,
culture,
adventures,
and ghosts.
Hey everybody, and welcome to this week's episode of Baseless Speculation. All the pop culture news, none of the research, so you don't have to. I'm Joel.
I'm Jackson.
And I'm Joel.
Now boys, what do we think is going to happen in Thor, Love and or Thunder?
So, trailer was released... What, yesterday?
Yeah.
Overnight, I think.
In the middle of the night.
But not for you when you're listening to this, because this doesn't come out the moment we're saying
well,
it.
For us, it's now. Demind people. That's why I said yesterday, but then we wrecked the theater of demind.
I'm sorry, we ruined it. We recorded it. And, for us, it's maybe Tuesday, 10:30 in the morning.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. We're gonna level with you. The trailer hasn't come out. It's currently February 2018.
I'm a sprightly 26-year-old.
So we banked this one early just in case we got busy. And so this is actually episode one of Base Speculation.
It's the first episode we ever recorded.
Yeah.
We're about to watch the Snyder Cut or something. It's going to be good.
No. Unfortunately, Zack Snyder, Joel Zammett. I don't know if you've heard the news yet, but he Justice League is going ahead without him due to personal tragedies. But huge news, they're actually bringing in Joss Whedon, a guy that
the internet loves Joss Whedon.
There's nothing wrong with Joss Whedon. Yeah.
Joss Whedon never killed a kid while he was a kid. That would be crazy to even mention.
He's
not a predator either.
Yeah, he's not.
That's what they say. That's the quote on the Avengers DVD. He's not a predator either.
That's where we are. So this trailer we've seen.
Yeah.
Thor 4, or aka Thor Love and Thunder.
Yeah.
Everyone was getting like, hey, where's the fucking trailer? The movie comes out in 2 months or something.
Yeah.
And yeah, we got it. And Thor is on a personal journey, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah, he wants to find himself.
The trailer doesn't really tell you much, which I guess is kind of like out of a trailer. Mm. Like, I'm of two minds. Sometimes I just like, a trailer where it's like, we're not telling you shit. Look at these pretty things happening on screen. To maybe, trailers of, the 80s and early 90s. Fuck you, here's the twist ending. This cunt, he's actually that guy's brother. Fuck you, hair is literally the closing shot.
Yeah, those are good.
Go see it this summer.
Yeah. Nobody tells me to go see movies this summer anymore, and that's annoying.
I feel like the new Marvel trailers follow the same formula as everyone on the internet talking about spoilers, where it's like, if we tell you the name of the bad guy, that's a spoiler. It's not. It's the fucking plot synopsis.
I know. People don't understand the difference now between, what is a spoiler and what is just casting.
Yeah, something that's crazy is like, okay, so if we're looking at our favorite movie of all time, Spider-Man No Way Home, which is now available to buy.
Oh, thank Christ.
Oh, my God.
Oh, media. So go out, buy a copy. Some guy has apparently watched it 60 times or whatever.
It's like 239.
I know it's more times than there's been days between release and now.
Here's the thing, Jackson deserves it.
And we're just going to quickly do a quick... this is actually a little bit of a surprise mid-episode, but we're just going to do a quick crossover to a Thumb Cram segment, one of our sister shows. Because Jackson... Yeah. To put this into perspective, this guy, he put in 80 hours into Spider-Man No Way Home in 2 weeks.
Yeah.
So, the experience you had with the video game Elden Ring in the 2 weeks leading up before we went overseas, your good friend and co-host, Joel Dusha, didn't have enough time to even unwrap his copy.
You put in
76 hours, this guy put in 80. So he watched...
Wow.
So you're going to add 4 more hours to that experience. Wow. And you were the happiest you've ever been, so
maybe he was having a good time. Maybe who am I to judge, Maybe
anyway, so
situation
thanks for listening to this week's episode of Thumb Cramps. That was a 5-thumb. Five-thumb review of playing Elden Ring heaps again. Anyway, now back to basic speculation.
So you were saying everyone's favorite New Way Home.
A spoiler in that would be Aunt May dies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a spoiler. If someone was like, oh, Aunt May dies, I'm like, well, yeah, that's fucked. Because that's like a, it's a reveal that changed the end of the movie.
Another spoiler for that one would be that Spider-Man makes everyone forget Peter Parker.
Yeah.
That's a spoiler.
It's a friend. Like, it's a, yeah. There's two other Spider-Men and they're supporting characters for two-thirds of the movie. Less a spoiler. Yeah,
that's not a, really that a spoiler. That is what I would call a casting decision.
Do you remember back in the day when spoilers basically only existed for movies that had twist endings? Like, you couldn't spoil anything. If there was no twist ending, the idea of a spoiler was anathema. It didn't exist.
Yeah, that or then, TV series with a mystery. Twin Peaks. You know?
To answer a mystery, that was a spoiler. Yeah. Anything else was just what happens in the TV show or the movie.
Mm.
Yeah. Mm. Anyway, my first thoughts about this Thor Love and Thunder trailer is that Thor looks very hot, and so does Jane Foster.
I
like this movie because everybody in it is very attractive except Chris Pratt.
Well, Chris Pratt, they've tried to not make him look attractive because he looks fucked.
Yeah, he does. He looks sloppy.
They've given him like late 80s hair. Like, it's like buffy, and he's got, I think he has sideburns, and he might even have a dangly earring.
Yeah, he does not look. And it's so funny contrasted with Thor, who does look like an 80s hunk. Like he's nailing it. And then Chris Pratt, kind of looks sort of like a worm. I don't know.
Guardians of the Galaxy will be in this movie, but I reckon they'll be in it less than the Spider-Men were in Spider-Man.
Yeah. Yes, big time.
So, here's the thing. If they're in it less than the Spider-Men are, is this a spoiler in the trailer? Yeah, I'm going to say it is.
All right, so here's my, hot takes that I think is what's going to happen in Thor, Love and Thunder, based on almost nothing and a little bit of this trailer. So, I believe that what this is going to be is, yes, I think the Guardians of the Galaxy are almost going to be on cameo bullshit. I mean, it's going to be like maybe at the opening scene or in like the first half of the film, it's just going to be like part of that either montage or part of that thing of like where we see Thor now. But he's going to like leave the Guardians fairly quickly.
Yeah,
not in 5 minutes, maybe in like 15. But he's not going to be with them.
There is evidence in this trailer that suggests that I think what we were actually seeing was two separate times, only because there's Thor working out montage to lose weight.
Yep.
Yeah.
And when he's talking to Chris Pratt, Star-Lord, I don't know why I was using Thor and Chris Pratt. when he's talking to Star-Lord, he's in shape. Time has clearly passed because Star-Lord, I did it again. I can't see him as a character.
That's fair.
I'm just like, it's that fucking guy.
It's just Chris Pratt. Yeah.
Chris Pratt and Luigi is how I'm going to be talking about the Mario movie. So there is a shot of the Guardians leaving through that fucking hole.
Well, yeah, but that's just the ship leaving. It could, Thor could be on again. Just trailers. Marvel likes to do their, like, little fucko shit with trailers to be like, hey, this thing is not part of this scene, and also we've CGI'd four characters out. Yeah. So I think it's going to be, the Guardians are going to be basically cameo fodder. It's just going to be like, that's where we saw Thor. He's now there. You think this is going to be a Guardians, as Guardians of the Galaxy? Nah, not really. They're just going to be there, whatever. Then it's just going to be about Thor finding himself, which is going to be like, well, I've, done adventuring. It might be part of that thing where it's like he's training, he's fucking around with the Guardians, he's training some more, he's doing that kind of stuff, and he can see him maybe getting more and more tired with the situation, being like, okay, I'm fighting these people, I don't give a shit, whatever, I'm tired now, I've saved the world many, many times, and I'm done. So he does that whole,
Thanos. You actually even see, I imagine this will be part of, like, the montage, where the Guardians rush in for a battle and Thor turns around and goes in the other direction.
Yeah.
And so I think,
it's that kind of like, mimicking that Thanos, I'm like, I want to be a farmer now. And then, Thor putting his hammer down, being like, I'm going to be a farmer now. But instead, he's like, I'm going off and doing adventures. And then I think we're just going to have that. And then we'll end up having Gore the God Butcherer be a big part. And he's basically killing gods, whatever that might be. Some other convoluted shit happens, but then Thor and Korg ends up being like a buddy cop detective film while those two try to find out who's killing these gods. Because there's a shot of the straight out of Jason Aaron's Thor, like Gore the God Butcher comic, where it's like Thor just looking at this giant beast. And in the comic, it's like, oh, I know that god. Like, I remember that god. this was like some god of the galactic thing, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, yeah.
And so, but it's got him and Korg in the film as opposed to just him in the comics. I think it's going to be a little bit of a detective story between those two to find out who this person is killing these gods. And that's how we end up going to like Zeus and those kind of stuff. I think Zeus is going to like definitely die in this film. I just don't see Rusty signing on for more than one film. Zeus dead.
Do you reckon that they're going to use anime naming conventions and after Zeus dies, he's replaced with Boos?
Yes, I think so.
Son of Zeus, Boos.
I think absolutely. And Hercules will be like, am I not the son of Zeus? Like,
no, you're Hercules. You're Hercules, unless you want to be called Boos. And he's like, I'm going to be called Boos.
Oh, they'll get confused and call him Hercules.
Has Hercules been cast in this out of curiosity?
I don't know, but presumably he'll be. I would not be shocked if he was in it. Even
Hercules,
as like a reference or whatever. You know?
If Hercules is in it, it'll be like a, not stunt casting's the wrong move, but it'll be an actor that everyone knows and everyone will like lose that. Like that'll be like a moment.
Yeah, for sure.
Like a John Cena kind of situation.
Yeah. There'll be some announcement as well, very possibly, if that is true afterwards, of a solo Hercules movie that people will pretend they care about.
Yeah.
But nobody cares about
There
Hercules.
Is no way there is going to be a solo Hercules.
Oh, but they'll announce it.
No way.
That's my basic speculation.
Okay.
They'll announce a solo
Fire up
Hercules
that crisp
project.
Piece of paper you've got in front of everyone.
Draw
up those bingo squares and
Chuck
write.
Those grids down.
Just bang.
Yeah,
Hercules solo movie announced.
Yep. Yes, and this is an important caveat that does not mean the solo Hercules movie will happen.
Of course,
it just means it'll
be
announced. Yeah.
Of course.
Jackson, you know that Marvel's track record for announcing movies and releasing them. Do you know what it is?
100%.
Not quite. They announced the Inhumans movie, which became the TV series. That's the only one they haven't made.
Hercules Project announced, because that's nice and vague.
Oh, yeah, look, there might be a Gods and Something Disney TV series.
Oh, yeah.
I'll give you that.
A movie. Yeah.
I'm trying to work out how they, because I was thinking with Jane becoming Thor, that scene in the trailer, it does look like it's, like, from like a previous era, almost. Like Thor is dressed in like Viking furs, and like the buildings behind it kind of look like Viking-esque. Although that could also just be New Asgard.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, it's a good question. I was wondering how Jane Foster, because I think in the past we've speculated that it'll be multiverse shit, but I'm becoming less and less sure of that now. Yeah. I sort of wouldn't be shocked if the basic idea was like Thor gives it up. The hammer's got to go somewhere else.
Well, the hammer was like destroyed in the last one.
Yeah. No, maybe the hammer comes back.
Yeah. I wonder if they'll green lantern it. Like, they'll just pretend the hammer works like the lanternering.
Mm. Yeah, or like maybe...
Well, you see the cracks.
Thor gives it up. Yeah. So it is the same hammer.
Yeah.
So if Thor gives it up completely and he's like, I'm over it, maybe we'll get a scene of like the shards of Mjolnir coming back together and then it... bonk into...
Do you reckon we might get an Odin, like, not... Not cameo. I'm going to say like voice cameo.
I'm going to say we're going to get a Boden.
Oh, yeah.
A Broden, even.
Oh,
bloody hell, boys. How am I ended up in here? I'm
a stress. Have a little Broden.
Bloody, an Odin death. That's what I had. Now I'm bloody Odin resurrected.
First, I was bloody making an Australian podcast and a quite successful sketch comedy group and friends with members of this podcast, so it's fine that we're doing this. And, now I'm in bloody Thor.
Now I'm in
Thunder,
bloody Asgard.
Bloody fucking hell.
I'm bloody king of the gods over here. Check it out.
So we might see an Odin, like almost a voiceover, maybe with the scene of like, if they do the more I talk about it, I'm like, nah, they wouldn't do this. But like almost like the T-1000, like the Thor, the shards coming together. No, that's stupid. I'm an idiot
here. And I'll help you out with an Odin thing, which is how about, at some point, and I guess it will probably have to open the movie because it would be insane for this to happen halfway through. Yeah. Unless Thor does a thing, kind of like goes when he goes to have a bath. But like, if there's like Odin voiceover that explains what happens to like how Mjolnir works,
or something like even though like Thor Odin's son is retiring, or Thor Odin's son might be shirking the responsibility of Thor, or is given up the role of Thor. Mm. However, you know, there must always be a Thor or something like that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. The hammer's got to go somewhere. Yeah. Yeah. Which is a kind of good thing to set up if you want to do like a Betteray Bill or a Throg or something.
Or Thorkor. You know what I mean? Yeah.
Or Thorkor. Well, we don't want to do Thorkor.
No, if you don't want to do
Thorkor. We actually don't want to do that, okay? I spoke to Kevin Feige. He said...
No, he's like, no, not that one.
Jackson, I'm calling to let you know we're never going to do Thorkor.
Oh,
thank you.
Who is this?
I don't know who this is, but I'm happy to hear that news.
Yeah. Well, that is an interesting point because, like, we as an audience know, because we're immersed in comic book ephemera or whatever, that, like, the hammer, when it goes to someone, they become a Thor. But in the movie, is that going to be explained, or will Jane Foster just get the hammer and be Thor?
Like, well, what's,
have to be explained because Captain America didn't become a Thor.
Yeah, he just picked it up and was like, I'm a wielding it.
Hang on. No, they do have a hammer. Because they've got the Endgame hammer.
No, that went back. That went back in time.
Went back. Yeah. Yeah. I wish I remembered that movie, but it's too long.
They went back in time. So yeah, is it going to be a alternate reality, Jane, or is this going to be straight up? Like, how much is it going to be connected to multiverses? I mean, we haven't seen the because that one comes out soon. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Multiverse so Multiverse of Madness comes out start of May.
Sick.
So this is a. Dangerous. I started May 2022. So this is a dangerous base of speculation because it is 2018 now.
Yeah, it is.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
so
yeah,
there's
a lot
of stuff that could happen between now and then where it makes us look like idiots.
Who knows if Ant-Man will change the stakes of this movie?
Yeah. Ant-Man 1 could really
change things up.
The lid off the MCU.
I like that we're presuming that Ant-Man's going to get a sequel. That's nice. I love that Ant-Man is
well enough.
Ant-Man 1's going to do so good. We're going to get Ant-Man 2. That's nice. That's our prediction from 2018 maybe.
But I think it's going to come. And maybe Ant-Man 2, Let's Get Smaller, maybe?
Yeah. So on the second thing to write down your BS bingo's card is Ant-Man successful enough to get a standalone sequel.
Yes, I think that's coming.
I think that's possible.
And I reckon Ant-Man is going to... I think a rat's going to save the Marvel Universe somehow. It's going to be connected.
That's a crazy speculation, but...
I don't know. I'm just feeling it. I'm vibing it
out. Here's what I think. Here's my prediction. So I think Jane Foster... I think there'll be some... And I don't know how they'll explain it, but they might be like Thor, by giving up his kind of Thordom, is no longer technically a god or something. And all of his god powers have gone into Jane Foster. And then Gore, they kind of are doing the anime thing in a weird way. Thor and Gore, come on.
Odin and Bodin.
Yeah.
It's good.
But I think so. Gore is going to be like hunting down Jane Foster.
Yep.
And that's what's going to get Thor involved. I think he's going to be like, oh shit.
Yeah.
I'm the one that he should be coming for. Jane, let me help you out.
Yeah.
And because I think this is going to be a romance movie as well. Yeah.
Who's blue haired person he's given a big splash to?
I think that's just part of his, kicking it sweet Love. Era.
Yeah. When he's finding himself, he's like, maybe I'm. Because
that's
just
not a-
like.
Pirate ship.
Yeah. I think he's
maybe
like probably.
Fuck a bunch of pirates. Yeah, see if whatever. That's for me.
Well.
Yeah, maybe it's good.
You know what?
Yeah.
I'm going to say that there is like a 10 to 15 minute segment of this film where Thor is a pirate because he's trying to find himself. Because Taika Waititi just made that.
Minutes. He did just make Our Flag Means Death. That's true.
Yeah.
So he had the sets.
So I reckon that'll be a bit of a wink and a nod and a handshake to the fans.
15 minutes long. That's more than a wink and a nod.
Yeah, that's a handshake.
That's a
wink
heavy
and nod,
session.
A handshake to the
that's
fans.
A full on hug and kiss on the lips.
This is heavy petting to the audience. That's what that is, dude. We're definitely rounding to about third base here with the audience.
Seven it's also good to be like, I get it. I know you made that show.
It's also funny because this movie would have been filmed before that show was made.
Yeah.
It's actually a hit.
Yeah. It's a warm-up hug, I guess.
Yeah.
I think because hopefully it does follow the comic a little bit more with the whole the gore stuff anyway, just because there was this like the gods were dying and we didn't know what the hell was happening. And so there was this bit of a mystery to it all. And so it might be like, because again, I'm really hoping like it is kind of doing that, like almost that, like that pulp kind of era where you have all these different storylines, but they end up being like converging to that one, which is like the mystery of, you know, who is Gore basically, or who is killing.
This trailer has definitely told us how the movie's going to end, though, which is Thor and Jane Fonda team up to fight Gore, joined by the Guardians. They beat Gore. Then there's a, not Nebula.
Gamora?
Gamora tease. And then the movie ends.
Oh, yeah.
Do you reckon? Well, I was gonna. Do you reckon that Thor's gonna do further movies after this? It seems weird to be like Thor finds himself and achieves inner peace. Now he's gotta stop Thanos again.
So again, it depends what again if what Chris Hemsworth wants to do. If he's keen to do shit, then I guess they'll just keep churning out. Yeah. But if he's like, I'm kind of done, this would be a thing where at the very end he might sacrifice himself to save Jane or one of the other gods. Or something along those lines. Like, he basically takes down Gore to save everyone else.
It's
like,
too much of a risk. They're not going to kill Thor. They might retire him, but even then, he'll be retired in a way where he could easily come back.
I know. I was just thinking that it's such a shame that, like, any Marvel character, if you want to... And again, even that's not final, but if you want to really be like, they're not coming back, you just have to kill them. You can never be like, Thor,
he's done.
He's going to live a regular life now.
How about this, though? He does sacrifice something. He's still a god. So he sacrifices himself. He takes the blade of, like, I think it's like the ebon blade or something like that from Gore, like, straight into his belly. But then also, like, gets Gore. He's dead. Valkyrie comes and, like, or King Valkyrie comes and chariots him off to Valhalla. And he's just in Valhalla.
Clever. Yeah. I think that's
so. It's less about killing him off and more about, you know, well, now he's over here in Valhalla. Leave him alone.
He died in glorious battle.
Yeah. I think that could be a thing where, like, Thor just wants to die in glorious battle kind of stuff. And, like, you know, the whole line of, like, this will be a good death.
Yeah.
And, you know, because Thor is what? How many years old now? Several thousands of
thousands
years old.
Thousands and thousands and of years old.
I think maybe we'll get like sort of like, you know, a nod to that, to be like, oh, he's an old man and he's lived a life and he's kind of now coming to the end of it and being like, what do I want out of life? What does Thor want for Thor? And then we can have him, you know, becoming a pirate, doing those kind of things. I think that's going to be on different worlds. Like, he's sort of journeying from, like, you know, different worlds.
Pirate world.
Yeah.
Pirate
world. Ice world.
World 1 from Mario.
World 1 from Mario.
I think they'll definitely be... there'll be flashbacks, I reckon, to Loki. But I don't think he will directly appear in the movie.
Yeah.
It just would be so crazy for Loki to appear in the middle of this, like...
Yeah.
And be like... The TVA, we gotta stop Kang. You know, it'd just be a lot, I reckon.
Yeah, but I don't think we're gonna get a Loki in this.
Are we gonna get a Kang? Because
you can't be like Jackson. You can't walk into this
Kang
conversation.
It's coming.
Be like, okay. You can't be like Loki in a Thor movie. That's fucked up because he's with Kang now. Do you reckon we're gonna get Kang? I reckon we're gonna get Kang.
I'm doing it. Take a picture. It's happening. I think Kang's going to be in this movie. Mm. I don't think he's going to be in the movie as like an antagonist or as...
He'll
like,
be in a post-credit scene.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, but because you get that. Oh, I'm going to add to my detective storyline. We're also going to get Rocket Raccoon as part of that group.
Oh, no.
Because he's easy to CGI out of a trailer.
That sucks.
So I reckon
he's not in the trailer. You don't see him.
Yeah.
That's true.
And he had a big love for Thor going in.
Yeah.
And so I think when Thor is like, I'm going to go and do this stuff, Rocket's going to be like, I'm there.
Well, that actually
has zero
would
respect
be
for,
cool
Quill.
Because Rocket's storyline in one of the Guardians movies kind of suggests that he's trying to find more humanity and then they abandon it. So it'd be cool if they're like, well, we didn't forget.
Yeah. True.
But I reckon we're going to get...
Here's the thing.
Yes.
Yeah.
All of these predictions that you're making are making the movie sound awesome, which it could be, but you've got to remember that Marvel recently especially have a real track record of being like, movie has to end in a way where a character is relatively in a status quo, so when we use them again, they're the fans' favorite version of Thor, which this movie is also doing. Because people like lovable, goofy Thor, but they don't like when he's fat, so we're going to...
We're gonna get him in shape.
He was becoming Odin last time we saw him, basically, and now he's back in shape. And we'll definitely be fighting in this movie. It's
he's gonna be like, absolutely.
But no, I think, I think it's gonna be, a Rocket, Korg, and Thor detective mystery about who's killing some gods. that will end up basically be like the revelation of like, oh, hang on, this person is killing all these gods and they're going to come for Thor next, i.e. Jane. Mm-hmm. And Jane like Foster. Before that, we're going to have like the Jane Foster storyline of like her kind of becoming like, you know, the new god of thunder and her basically being like, okay, cool, doing kind of Thor shit. You're going to then have like the King Valkyrie and the new Asgardian storyline of like her, which looks like they're trying to kind of want representation in a sort of more government official sort of like capacity. So that might be kind of maybe cribbing storylines from the Krakoan era of X-Men that's kind of happening in the Marvel comics, which is again just being like, hey, we're a bunch of mutants, we have our own nation now and we want to be recognized. And so I think it's going to kind of be almost like that of like, hey, we're Asgardians, we have this like island for ourselves or this like space for ourselves and we want to be recognized. So I think that's going to happen like of that, but then you might have twinges of like you know, some like weird happenstances that Valkyrie is finding out, and like with that information, with like something that happens with like Jane Foster's Thor, and all sort of converges to be like bam, reveal of gore maybe like halfway through.
The vibe I get from King Valkyrie is that it's like they are, you know, in this government position, but they also sort of hate it.
Yeah, 100%.
Like maybe they're like, this is not what Asgard should be. Mm-hmm. I shouldn't be on a council of dudes in a tie. We should be fighting and fucking and drinking or whatever.
Yeah.
So I don't know if they will stay on the coast. I think that there will be some element of rebuilding the original Asgard, which again completely contradicts the message of the previous film. But I think that wouldn't shock me if this ended with everybody back on Asgard.
Okay, so you know how we're in a constant state of chaos and fighting for our lives every single day on this godforsaken earth? Between work and everything else falling apart around me, I have not had it together enough to meal prep or plan dinner, or honestly function like a normal human being most week nights. Cooking something good is hard, and I deserve a modicum of joy every now and again. That's why I've turned to Omaha Steaks. My freezer is full. That's sorted. It is genuinely the one part of my life running smoothly. Real steaks, burgers, seafood, chicken, sides, all shipped to my door. So even on the nights where everything else is on fire, dinner isn't one more thing to stress about. I made the burgers the other night, didn't even have the energy to think, just pulled them out, threw them on the grill, and they tasted like something from an actual steakhouse. Somehow, the one corner of my life that's together is the one I didn't even have to think about. If you've never tried them, the Burger Perfection Flight is the easiest way in. 20 premium steak burgers across 5 cuts. So try the Burger Perfection Flight at omahasteaks.com today. That's 20 premium steak burgers for just $79.99. Plus, get $35 off with promo code BEEF. That's right, BEEF. B-E-E-F. omahasteaks.com, promo code BEEF for $35 off at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details.
God, because I think we saw like a clip in the trailer of destroyed Asgard with all the floating kind of like shards of it sort of spiraling around in space.
Yeah, cool.
So, yeah, I think...
Is that the hammer?
No. The hammer didn't have buildings on it, so no.
Have you looked at the hammer up real close? Maybe it's the hammer under a microscope.
Yeah, maybe it's a hammer under a microscope.
I'm excited for the scene where they put the hammer under the microscope. We got to see what this thing's freaking made of.
Ant-Man and his fuckers of Ant-Man have come together and they've built the city on a hammer.
Yeah, I don't know. At about 43 seconds in, there's a shot of like a kind of floating, destroyed city that kind of looks like it could be Asgard. I mean, it might not be. It might be another alien city.
It could be anything. It could be the fucking house at the end of time or whatever. You know, who knows?
Yeah, but Loki's not in this.
He's not.
Yeah, gives me the vibe, but Hang is.
Gives
me the vibe of a destroyed Asgard. So I wouldn't be shocked if at the end of this they were back on the planet. Kicking it sweet.
Yeah.
I can see that happening.
Yeah, I think you're right, because it goes against so much stuff, but I'm like, maybe it resets
Asgard's
the status
a people,
quo.
Not a place, but also it's a place. It's good if it's a place.
It's pretty good.
We can do stories where it's a place.
Yeah, I hope not, but no, it does sound like something they could do. I think we're going to see a lot more of that sort of Hunt for the Wilder People comedy coming through.
Yeah, yeah.
In New Asgard, especially, like, I kind of someone almost giving a tour
of
New Asgard. Very similar to our flag means death. Like if you've seen like the first episode where it's, you know, Rhys Darby being like, oh, I've tried to really help out, you know, the morale of the crew. We've even got, you know, basically a rec center on the ship.
Yeah, yeah.
That kind of stuff. And I think we're going to kind of get similar, like, you know, oh, we've got really kind of cool things over here. Have a look. And it's like, you know, aliens playing badminton.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. I think there's going to be a
Asgardians. Yeah.
Huge news. So I just was like, oh, there'll be a cast list somewhere.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And yeah, there is. Like, not like, I'm not talking like spoilers. So don't get scared, listeners. It's not like it's got like, it's just like people that have officially been announced, not like leaks or whatever.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I'm going to hit you with a couple of characters that are in this, which will definitely probably be how the movie, definitely probably, that's right, be how the movie opened. Thor actor, as played by Luke Hemsworth.
Hi, yeah.
Great.
Loki actor, as played by Matt Damon.
Odin
actor, as played by Sam Neill. And a new member of the cast, Melissa McCarthy, is playing Hela actor.
All right.
So I guess the movie will open with a recreation of Thor Ragnarok that Thor is watching.
Yeah,
that rolls.
Yeah. Well, the, no, I reckon it'll open with like a recreation of Thor as, I mean, yeah, Ragnarok.
Thor,
but
Asgard.
It's going to be in Asgard, New Asgard. King Valkyrie's going to be watching this. And like her part's going to be cut and she's going to be like, okay. I noticed a severe lack of me.
What was Loki doing in Ragnarok?
He was hanging out. Yeah, he gets sucked off to the planet first, and
yeah,
and he's like, Thor, we gotta, they do get help.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah,
that's
he stabs him as a, he's you know, whatever. He's playing like, oh, I'm gonna keep betraying you because I'm a snake. Yeah,
Grandmaster's also in this movie.
Really? That's so interesting. Yeah, that's it's,
Grandmaster it's, is who was he again?
Jeff Goldblum.
Okay, thank
Jeff Goldblum's
you.
Character. Yeah,
because like who was Del Toro? What was he called? The Collector. Thank you.
Yeah, he's the Collector.
Sorry,
yeah,
I keep. How would I forget? One's called the Grandmaster. One's the Collector. Silly.
This is sounding more like it's going to be like what the early sequels used to do, where this doesn't feel like it's going to be necessarily a sequel to Endgame, but is going to be more a direct sequel to Ragnarok.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously, Guardians are in it, so they're gonna like. It's not gonna be like what they've done with what they're gonna do with Iron Man 3 after the Avengers, where it seems like Iron Man hadn't had the Avengers happen yet.
Yeah.
Oh no, sorry. I mean, Avengers 2 and Iron Man. Anyway, look, everyone knows what I'm talking about.
Looking at the cast list again, you've got someone playing a Bastet god, i.e. an Egyptian god, which means maybe some Moon Knight reference bullshit.
Oh, shit. Have you guys been watching
a
Moon
show?
Knight?
I've watched two of the three episodes.
Yeah. I've been watching three of the three episodes that currently count. And there is, like, god shit. And it is very much like, hey, yeah, we made a very, like, a pact very early on to let humans do humans. We're not going to interfere. We're just going to do our own shit. So maybe you might even see some of the like, the cameos of the gods that are in Moon Knight. One of them going to be killed by Gore the Butcher.
Imagine they kill Moon Knight.
Nah, they can't kill Moon Knight. They got to kill Khonshu.
Yeah.
Which kills Moon Knight.
No.
No.
I mean, no.
No, because if you kill the god, is it Khonshu the god that is in Moon Knight?
No, he's
like
just
the god
avatar.
That's in Moon Knight's guts?
No, he's not in his guts. He's just, he's the avatar. You can.
You should watch Moon Knight really wrong.
Ethan Hawke used to be the avatar, but he was like, I'm no longer the avatar.
Yeah, so if you kill him, Khonshu, or whatever his name is.
Khonshu, yeah.
Yeah, if you kill him, then Moon Knight has no powers, right? He just goes back to being Dave the mercenary.
Yeah,
he's not dead.
Yeah, so you no, but you're killing the Moon Knight. That's what I mean. Like he's
okay, you're killing the idea. Okay.
The superhero one.
Alright. Okay. Alright. You're killing the idea of Moon Knight. Yes.
Yeah.
You're killing. You're not killing Steve or Dave.
If you shot Superman with an anti-Superman gun,
you're killing Superman, but Clark Kent.
He's just Clark Kent.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's alive. Okay.
It's like if you unradiated Hulk.
Bruce
Banner isn't dead.
Yeah.
But
or if Spider-Man was bit by a regular spider.
Yeah. It sucks out the venom or whatever.
Yeah, the radiation goes back into the spider. Spider-Man just becomes everyday Peter Parker. Yeah.
Like how when Spider-Man just fired up the Tony Stark machine and cured every villain of all their ailments in a quick montage.
Yeah.
They just became regular guys.
Yeah, so he killed, even though he's like, I don't want to kill these people, he actually did. Yeah. He killed those people. He killed Sandman.
He killed the villain.
I mean, there is potential that they just went back to their timeline before they were villains or whatever. Look, it is a bit vague.
Mm. It's awesome to think they all went back to their own timelines and immediately were sent to prison. Or killed by Spider-Man.
Yeah, Doctor Strange fucked up. That's actually what Multiverse of Madness is going to be. Doctor Strange fucked up the spell. They all reappeared above a building. It felt like above the Empire State Building, fell to their deaths.
Ah.
Yeah. Above the Chrysler Building, they all got like
impaled.
A kebab.
Yeah.
Spider-Man's like, are they back now, Doctor Strange? And he's like, yeah.
They're safe.
Yeah, basically.
Hey, Peter. There's something like a principle in magic that I like to do. It's called don't worry about it. Are you worried about it? You shouldn't. Mm-hmm. Anyway,
about the fact no one remembers who you are. Anyway, get out of my air.
Yeah. Scram.
What was I going to say? No, I've lost it. Damn it.
Yeah, fair enough.
I started thinking about Jane Foster's awesome, muscly arms.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
She's in one frame, basically.
It's they're so hot.
They're good.
Oh my god, she's so buff. It rolls.
It doesn't even... Although, I had the opposite thing, where I was like, oh, that's the one shot of the trailer that looks like fake movie. Because it looks like her helmet might be CGI'd on.
Yeah,
probably. Yeah,
it's possible. Yeah. It's very possible.
How many other pantheons do you reckon we're going to be seeing? Do you reckon we'll get a Christ cameo?
Imagine.
Or the butcher kills Jesus. He kills Jesus as Jesus is walking the crucifix.
Yeah. The Christian God's avatar's gone.
My moon knight! That's what God will yell from heaven.
Now he's no longer has the powers of the Christian God, but now he's just a regular carpenter.
It's funny to kill Jesus before they were going to kill him anyway. We were doing that, dude. But it wasn't going to work, okay?
He's going to come back.
You think it works. It's actually not going to work when you kill him.
Imagine, Gore the God Butcher's waiting in the cave on Easter Sunday, and he's like, you're not moving that fucking rock, buddy. Bang!
Starved to death inside. He was the son of God, but he needed everyone these things.
Isn't his own body bread? So
it's bread for me. Hey, I don't know if it's bread for him.
Also, great news. Turns out eating yourself kills you.
Eventually it does.
How much of yourself do you think you could eat without dying, Jackson?
Most of me, I reckon.
Most of your legs.
Legs, arms.
That's about it, dude.
Lips.
Jesus.
Nipples.
Nose, I guess.
No, because a lot of this would immediately cause such bleeding that you would die anyway.
I thought I had a medical team helping me through this. Okay.
Oh, if you got a medical team, you could do anything.
Yeah, do everything you want to. Whatever.
Eat it till you're just a head in a jar.
Yeah,
awesome. I'm very full, lad. Well, I'm very hungry.
Very full, then very hungry, I guess.
My stomach's in a separate jar.
That's nice.
Then my hand's in a separate jar that rubs my stomach, so I could be like, yum.
Yeah. So, what other kind of, pantheons are up for
I think
grabs?
That'll be probably a quick... I think we're mostly going to stick with... obviously, the Norse pantheon and the Greek pantheon, and maybe we'll spend a little bit of time just because, it is relevant to Moon Knight with the Egyptian pantheon. But then any other one we see will be a quick montage.
Yeah.
Like, we're not going to spend much time there. It'll be we get an introduction to the pantheon, Gore arrives, kills the god, boots.
Okay.
And pantheons, I reckon we might get Celtic.
Yeah, I was thinking we'd get a Celtic one.
They might do that weird thing where they're like Roman and Greek, even though the Roman pantheon is just the Greek pantheon with a fresh coat of paint.
Yeah.
They'll be like, oh, it's also the Roman pantheon.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. It's a weird thing. It's a kind of tricky thing because some gods obviously cultures probably don't want portrayed. You know what I mean?
And like, also, probably some cultures don't want that to be portrayed, then also that you're killing.
Yeah. It's a bit fucked up to do that to some gods. So there's like safe gods and unsafe gods for this kind of sequence.
So I reckon we're going to get like alien gods and shit like that. Oh, yeah. That's going to be safe.
The MCU has avoided pretty much every controversy. Yeah. They're just like, right, with this movie.
Well...
we're gonna try something that hasn't been attempted in a while.
Ganesh is getting his throat slit in this movie.
The Mormon god, fucking got
dead.
Isn't the Mormon god just American Jesus?
Yeah. That's cool.
Jesus
That's
with an
cool.
American
I
accent.
That
That's
I
want
that in the back of a denim jacket. American Jesus. That's sick as hell.
Because you could crib a lot from like American gods,
true.
You know, like using a lot of those sort of what the Neil Gaiman did in terms of like which gods they're going to use.
They could even lean it like a kind of interesting or maybe fun sequence would be we see Gore kill just like it looks like a regular whatever to us, but it's actually a god, like kind of full American gods thing where it's like it just looks like a person blending in who's a little bit special, and then Gore kills them, and it's like he's starting. You know, maybe small and building his way up.
Yeah. And they could keep it vague, like this is the god of, you know, trees. This is the god of nature.
Exactly.
This is a god of something. So it doesn't necessarily have to be.
Goddess.
Yeah. So it might be like unnamed gods sort of thing. Mm. That's a good way to kind of like, you know, avoid some controversy.
Skirt around the, yeah.
Until we get a shot, Pontius Pilate being like, do you truly believe that this man should be crucified? And Gore the God Butcher is like, hell yeah, brother.
Crucified and beheaded, I reckon.
Kill that sucker, huh?
Hey, I hate him.
Do we just kind of like general vague gods is probably the way to go. I think that's...
Do we think we're just going to get any of Gore's origin stories, like his flashbacks, or is he might just kind of mention it in passing, like the reason why he's killing gods? Because like I really like that reveal, like in like the reason why he was doing it. It's like he was pissed at these like, you know, giant celestial beings. Celestials, is he hunting them now?
Oh my god, yeah, probably. Cool. No, but that's, well, maybe to establish how powerful he is.
That would be very funny if this movie deals with the marble baby because Gore just flies into Earth and cracks it in the head.
Opening shot is Gore standing on top of the baby's head and he's like, somebody already killed this.
Opening shot is like that scene in Eternals. Gore is there being like, I'm going to fucking kill this marble baby as soon as it pops out. And It became, sorry, I'm going to kill this celestial baby. And then becomes a marble baby.
Oh,
and
wow.
Then he's like, oh, that was a freebie. Then he's off to kill Zeus or whatever.
I'd probably get a big chisel just in case.
Yeah. Because you get the vibe, the brain's still in there.
Gotta pierce the brain.
Speaking of the big marble baby, do you reckon that's going to be, I guess, mentioned at all in this?
No.
I think it will. I think it'll be mentioned in the scene where King Valkyrie's in, like, the government whatever. Yep. And they'll be like, with the recent blah, 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 all of these events. And there might be, like, an image of the marble baby, and that'll be it.
Yeah, actually...
Yeah. I reckon what you're going to see is maybe even, would Valkyrie be like, because I don't know what land did they end up taking? Like, was it occupied or unoccupied? Did they just kind of was like, there's like a bit of green that we're like, hey, this is part of a country.
It's somewhere in New Zealand, right?
Yeah, I'm not sure. I forget.
I think so.
Because it could just be like, you know,
I can't remember.
Whoever they're, like, wherever they're at could be like, that's actually part of a another country. Like, I think they were welcome there, so it wasn't like an occupation or invasion. Yeah. But it could just be like, hey, we're relocating to the marble baby's hand.
That would be cool. Asgard is in the marble baby now. Yeah. And we're renaming it Marble Baby. That's where we're from.
Yes.
Marble Babians. Yeah. I keep thinking that this movie is going to end with Thor and Gore hugging. I don't know why. It's just a very Taika Waititi to have this end peacefully and with open communication, basically.
Yeah,
with
Taika
just
Waititi,
like a dialogue that would not shock
Taika
me.
Taika Waititi's previous Marvel movies have definitely ended with not the destruction of the entire planet. And
I'm aware that is how the Ragnarok ended, but nevertheless, I still get the vibe that this is not going to end with a punch on. this is going to end in some other way. Obviously, there'll be some level of action.
If you look at Ragnarok, I mean, it's Sater that does it all.
Yeah.
And it's a side character fighting the main villain.
Mm.
You know, it's like, that's the kind of like, you know, the fights that sort of like, you know, destroys her and whatever. Yeah. But then also like, yeah, with the Grandmaster, there is no real like fight there. It is this kind of thing. Hey, look, maybe. So, maybe not a hard, maybe a discussion.
I just think, maybe, well, yeah, I don't know. But I just, it's also just because if this whole thing is like Thor is trying to find himself, he's trying to figure out what he's about. What does he want out of life? He's sick of fighting.
And maybe he's the god of forgiveness. Turn the other cheek, Jackson.
Thor Christ. Okay.
Wow, Thor Christ.
That would be a big twist.
My son is Jesus Christ now. The end.
I think that here's another baseless, prediction. I think that this is also going to establish Thor as the god of something new. Just maybe think of it then. They'll be like, Jane Foster, she's the god of thunder. What are you the god of? Because they kind of started talking about that in the previous movie. And maybe he'll be like, I'm the god of love.
That makes
sense.
The movie's
called Love and Thunder. Yeah. Maybe he's like, I'm the god of love, she's the god of thunder. Baby, here we go.
Like, yeah. He becomes.
All
like,
the movie ends with, I'm Thor, the god of, and then you get the title card slam on the screen.
Oh, love, yeah, that's thunder. True. That's possible too. Yeah.
Do we think that it's going to end with Jane Foster as Thor as well as, say,
I think that how it ends is that Thor realizes that. Because there's still going to be a big fight. I know that this goes against your prediction, but like I would be flabbergasted. And this trailer also doesn't make me feel any different.
I don't think there's going to be no fighting. I just think that the climax isn't just going to be Thor is stronger than Gore and so he wins.
Yeah,
I think it'll be Thor and Jane are stronger than Gore and they win. That's and because then... They'll lean on love as the power, like the power of love is the reason they win, but it'll still be a fight.
Okay. Do you think it's going to be a thing where it's like, you know, they beat, say, Gore down to like, you know, he's basically defeated. It's just like one more killing blow and he's done. Mm. Do you reckon they'll like basically execute him? Like, will they kill off Gore? Like
they'll
most
kill him
Marvel?
Off, but it won't be like that. It'll be like
okay. Like during the battle, he's battle wounded.
Well, no, I think you're probably kind of right where it'll like, he'll be defeated and they'll be like, fuck off basically. And he'll be like, yeah, okay, and then he'll try and, like, fucking stab Thor in the back or something, and then Jane will behead him with an axe. The hammer. She'll behead him with a hammer.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, like, I am wondering, are they going to do, like, yeah, if they go for that kind of, like, we don't want to, like, you know, keep killing our villains, will they do a thing where it's like, you know, yeah, they defeat him, and then he's like, fine, whatever, and then, like, he goes to stab Thor, and then Jane's like, all right, in his, you know, breadbasket, and then he vomits up blood and dies.
I like the idea, and it's fucked up that we've had, this is going to be the fourth Thor movie. Not a single person has had their head bonked with the hammer so their head goes into their body.
Yeah, that is
show
crazy.
Us that.
Yeah. And like you could show us that with a fucked up little alien and it wouldn't be grotesque or bad. Like it would be fine. Like a fucked up little guy who's like, I kill your thought or and his head goes into the top of his torso. That would be fine.
Also, don't give characters hammers if you're not gonna have them squash a guy's head into their torso. Yeah.
What about an uppercut? Where he cleanly, awesome. Like, you
swings
know,
the hammer
in the,
and
in
then
the chin,
hits him on the chin.
Yeah.
And then cleanly just separates that grotesque alien, like, face from body.
Oh, yeah.
I think, okay, I hope that, put this on the BS Boys bingo card, because I think this is a lock. Thor does that, hits the guy's head off, and then his head, spinal cord, and then his balls attached to the bottom of the spinal cord all fly out of his body.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's a lock. And then James Foster, who's flying above, whacks it back down into the guy's body. And then we get a close-up of his empty sack, and we watch as the nuts fill it again.
Then it cuts to his face, he goes, ooh!
And then Thor turns to Jane and says, this race of aliens, balls attached to their spine.
I know! And then they fly away. And that's the end of the movie.
Oh, perfect. That's
I think that'd be great.
Yeah, well, I think it's going to end with like, sequels, you know? Yeah, love conquers all kind of stuff. And it will be like them. And even though like, it might be referenced that, yeah, Gore lost his family to like the uncaring actions of two gods sort of thing. You know, he's just being like, you know, that is what turned him to like, you know, a life of violence and a life of killing these uncaring beings. But it could be a thing of just like, well, you know, love conquers all. And through that, you know, almost like, oh, fuck, it's on the nose, but like, you know, yeah, that forgiveness kind of thing.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, that's what I think. I think that if the theme of your movie is love,
yeah,
it's still fucked up to have love conquer all by love killing a third guy.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
I suspect they will extend love to Gore in some capacity.
Guardians did whether the same or not he accepts it or not. The power of love still blew someone up. So
that's true. It did blow Lee Pace.
Yeah, that's right. That's true.
Sometimes love blows you.
Yeah. Sometimes love
especially
is
love
up.
For Lee Pace.
I don't know. It's hard to tell.
I want them not to kill Gore. I want them to kind of find more of a peaceful resolution. Mm-hmm. I kind of like that in terms of like a lot of our comic book heroes and that kind of stuff is why I really like some of the stuff where like they try and find like either a non-violent solution or at least a non-killing solution. Mm. And I always kind of preferred that. Whereas I think the trend for a lot of films, especially the superhero films, especially, like, say, the DCEU, it is very much like, no.
Oh, yeah. Violence. Oh, yeah, the DC, they're not experimenting.
But even...
kill the bad guy. Yeah, God bless them.
I kind of think even with a lot of the Marvel films, a lot of them still ends with, you know...
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
The death
for sure.
Of
it
the villain.
It'd be bucking the trend if they didn't, yeah.
DC, so MCU usually either puts them in a different dimension or kills them.
DC sometimes...
Look, DC movies are bad.
Yes.
Mostly across the board. But, yeah, like, so Steppenwolf dies in Justice League, but Darkseid doesn't.
Yeah.
Lex Luthor lives. Joker lives.
Well, I guess the trick, actually, of DC movies is that with Marvel movies, every villain is kind of expendable. Like, the villains in your Marvel movies never have quite the same level of, like, fan love that the heroes have, but in DC it's kind of different. Like, you can't, if you intend to make more Superman films, killing Lex Luthor probably seems like a bad idea.
But you also say
killing Zod probably seems like a bad idea, but they did that. But then they turned him into Doomsday, which is something no one saw coming.
Yeah, that was unexpected.
Here's the thing. I think that both of them probably kill villains just as much as each other, but it's really easy to imagine that every DCEU movie ends with the death of the villain because that's just the vibe of the movies.
Yeah. You're probably right.
Yeah, I don't know. I would like him to have like a bit more of a peaceful resolution sort of thing. But
All right, let's do swings for the fences. Let's do swings for the fences.
Star-Lord dies.
Oh, that's good. Rocket Raccoon gets big. He gets like human proportions in this movie. They go back to the planet that made him, and he gets in a human proportion machine, and he becomes like a man raccoon.
Yeah. I don't think Jane Foster stays Thor at the end of this movie.
Okay. My swing for the fences prediction is that Thor becomes the new Zeus.
Moose.
Yeah, Thor ends up leading the Greek pantheon, and everyone's like, that seems on the nose.
What? Thor's like, I finally figured out what I was meant to be the whole time. Zeus.
A king of a different nation.
Yeah.
I think there is a chance.
Actually, no, I think Thor will get the powers of Zeus for a bit.
Oh!
A lot of people will probably be like, this is crazy, but I honestly think, after our little silly little discussion, Jesus Christ will be in this film. I think there'll be a little cameo of, like, the gods meeting up, being like, someone's killing us, and Jesus will be there.
Oh, yeah, like a council of gods kind of thing?
Like a council of gods, and Jesus Christ is there.
Yeah,
like Jesus is someone that, look, it will upset people if he's in it, but it's, not enough that...
I think you could get away with having a guy that's not explicitly Christ, but is like a dude who looks like he's from Bible times.
Yeah, a guy in a robe with a beard.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't think they'll be like, oh, and this is Jesus.
And it'll
Christ.
Be like unnamed God avatar.
Yeah, exactly. And it's a wink and a nudge. It's a little Christian.
A little handshake to all the fans out there.
A little Christian side hug for the audience. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. There's Christ for you. There he is.
That's it. I think Jesus Christ is going to appear in this film.
Wow. It's possible. It's truly possible.
On that note, I've been Joel.
I've been Jackson.
And I've also been Joel.
And I hope you all enjoyed this first ever episode of Baseless Speculation. We'll be launching the show in full in a couple of years. So let us know what you thought.
Yep. Yeah.
And
is it a good idea? More stuff like this?
Yeah.
What do you reckon?
Yeah.
This has been an episode of Baseless Speculation, and we've been the BS Boys.
That's a good outro. We should keep using
it.
Yeah,
that's clever. So. That's really smart.
Thanks for listening to Baseless Speculation. Remember to rate and review us on iTunes, and if you want us to hear about your baseless speculations, just email us in at baselessspeculation@gmail.com, and to continue the conversation, head on over to our Sanspants Discord or Facebook group. Links to those are in the show notes.